Joining us now is Ambassador David Mack, who's a former U.S. diplomat stationed in the United Arab Emirates. But early in his career, he served as a translator for the U.S. ambassador to Libya when Muammar Gaddafi first came to power. Ambassador Mack, good morning.
Nice to be with you.
Let me play you, before we talk a little bit about your experience long ago with Muammar Gaddafi and with the regime in Libya, let me play a clip of tape this morning from Mahmoud Jalil, the head of the Transitional National Council, talking about how urgently that country needs unfrozen Libyan assets. Listen.
If we don't receive this urgent assistance, the destabilization inside Tripoli and other parts of the country will be really beyond control.
That's Mr. Jalil, the head of the Transitional National Council. Ambassador David Mack, what role should the U.S. play in making sure this transitional government gets this money? Is this the responsibility of the United States, a coalition of the international community, or should the United Nations be leading the way?
Well, now that there has been a successful vote in the U.N. Security Council to allow a release of part of the frozen assets for urgent humanitarian issues. We're talking about $1.5 billion. The United States now is in a position legally to actually provide funds, and that process is underway. The piece you read from Mahmoud Jabril, I think, was a little bit earlier than this UN action, because it is underway now.
And the amounts of frozen assets around the world come to something on the order of $300 billion. How quickly?
Well, I think they're considerably less than that, but they are, you know, at least, let's say, $140, $150 billion. But a lot of that is not liquid. It's in property, it's in stocks, and so on. It's not immediately available. It's the immediately available liquid assets that would enable the Transitional National Council to start paying all those Libyan officials, including Libyan officials in Tripoli, who were theoretically working for Gaddafi. They didn't have much choice. This will give the Transitional National Council a great deal of credibility that it badly needs, because it is viewed by some people in Tripoli and other parts of the country as being a Benghazi government that doesn't fully represent them. This gives them a chance to really establish their credibility.
Talking with Ambassador David Mack, formerly ambassador to the United Arab Emirates. He's now a scholar at the Middle East Institute. How difficult is that process? Because, I mean, what you're describing and, you know, the credibility of the Transitional National Council is dependent upon these frozen assets being used essentially to pay former cronies of Muammar Gaddafi, right? To keep them.
You quoted from Mahmoud Jabril. I met Mahmoud Jabril a few years ago when he was a cabinet-level official in the Gaddafi government in Tripoli. And the president of the Transitional National Council, Mustafa Abdel Jalil, was the justice minister. Let's face it, this has been the kind of regime where anybody who wanted a future in the country had to be cooperative to some degree. And so you shouldn't expect that you have a lot of people who are pure and have never been involved. In fact, one of the most important challenges for the Transitional National Council is to be inclusive, to make certain that people from all parts of Libya, that it be geographically inclusive, that it also not rule out vast parts of the Libyan officialdom and professionals, experts who were working for the Gaddafi regime, as almost anybody with a university education was. And they've made good progress in that. And certainly their statements indicate that they do not see themselves as a replacement of the Gaddafi regime so much as a transitional bridge to an elected government. They've said, for example, that their own members will be working just on an interim basis, that they expect to have elections by within 8 months. I think that may be a little ambitious. And that their members will not be eligible to run in the elections. That's a very important commitment on their part. And I think it's a good sign that they are going to turn power over to an elected new government.
A lot of interesting detail there, Ambassador David Mack. Not that you need to, but I'm wondering if you've dusted off your Maghrebi Arabic lately and looking at the pictures from Libya. What goes through your mind remembering that you were back there in the 60s when Muammar Gaddafi was taking power?
When I was in meetings with Muammar Gaddafi after he'd taken power in September 1969, we were both in our late 20s. You remember what it was like, John, perhaps when you were in your late 20s. You had a lot of idealism. You had a fair number of crazy ideas in your head. You had surging testosterone in your body. I think that's normal for young men. The difference between most of us and Muammar Gaddafi is that over time and rather rapidly, we begin to learn a more practical approach to the world. We learn what our limitations are. He was able to put a lot of those crazy youthful ideas into practice almost immediately. Nobody told him no, and he quickly became very rigid and was not able to adapt with the times, and he's ended up a very cranky old man. I met with him in New York when he was at the General Assembly, and he had lost all he was no longer a youthful man with promise. He was a person who was very rigid, very set in his views, and unable really to adjust to the world of the 21st century.
The perils of being sort of frozen in your 20s when you come to power early in your career. That is an extraordinary psychological analysis there, David Mack. And it seems as though you actually were a fly on the wall in my 20s. I don't know if you've read my memoir or not, but you've almost perfectly described my 20s.
I think that Lord Acton said it very well. It says, power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely. And Gaddafi, at a very early age, had that absolute power. It was a temptation that he simply couldn't resist. And as a result, it warped.
And
the
we're
rest
seeing
of
that old story, indeed.
And
Ambassador David Mack, thanks so much. What an analysis of Libya.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.